Well, as Kat said, yes, there are popular people, there are unpopular people, but Zacchaeus, he would definitely have been right up there with Donald Trump. Of all the people in the Bible, surely he's got to be one of the least popular. So of all the characters in the Bible, Zacchaeus would definitely have been well and truly on the unpopular side. Actually, probably of all the sort of minor characters in the Bible, Zacchaeus is probably one of the best known. He just occurs in one short story in Luke's Gospel, but probably anybody who's ever been in school assemblies or been to Sunday school will know about the little man who wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed up a tree. All we know about him was that he was a chief tax collector, he was wealthy, and he was short. Not a lot to go on. As Kat said, tax collectors weren't the most popular of people. Zacchaeus was employed to collect taxes for the Roman Empire. He'd always add a bit on for himself, you know, VAT, voluntary additional tax. It was a lucrative business, even if it didn't make him a very popular person. And then he heard that Jesus was coming to town, and he wanted to see who Jesus was. Maybe he'd heard about some of the things Jesus had done. If he'd have been tall, he could have hung around at the back of the crowd and watched. But someone as short as him would have to be at the front, unless he could gain a bit of height by climbing a tree. So that's Zacchaeus. As far as he was concerned, life was trundling along okay. But he was in for a big shock, because as he sat in the sycamore tree, minding his own business, vaguely interested in Jesus, Jesus entered the scene. And then, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." I am not sure who was most surprised at this point, Zacchaeus or all of the other people there. Certainly the rest of the crowd wouldn't have been terribly impressed by Jesus' choice of company. And you can understand why. Zacchaeus wasn't a religious man. He wasn't even a good man. But Jesus had chosen him. Any of the people there would have been honored to have Jesus come to their house, and given half a chance, they'd have invited Jesus to their house. But instead, Jesus had chosen to visit a tax collector, someone who had never even invited him. And that's actually the first important thing about the story of Zacchaeus. Jesus didn't look out for the best, most respectable, smartest person. He didn't actually wait for anybody to invite him at all. Jesus called Zacchaeus. And if Jesus could call Zacchaeus, I figure there's no one he can't call. And that means that this morning, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, Jesus will certainly call you. Ollie is going to come and do our Bible reading for us.
Today's reading is from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10, and is on page 1053 of the Pew Bibles. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was so short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Holly. So, huge surprises all round. Jesus comes into Jericho. He calls Zacchaeus. The crowd were horrified. Zacchaeus might have been surprised, but his reaction to Jesus was even more surprising. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. It's a strange thing, this Jesus choice of Zacchaeus, choosing somebody who was so unexpected. And it's important because, you see, Jesus didn't come to Zacchaeus and say, "Zacchaeus, your life is a mess, but if you clean your act up, then I'll come and see you." He came to him and said, "I must stay at your house today." In other words, Jesus was saying, "Zacchaeus, I'll come into your life just as you are, and I'll start cleaning it up myself." Jesus made the first move to Zacchaeus, and Jesus still makes the first move to us. That is why the Christian gospel is such good news. Other religions generally say, clean up your life enough and God will come in. Make yourself acceptable and God will accept you. But actually, that's asking the impossible, which is why religion can often be such a miserable experience. But the real thing, Jesus, is totally different. "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. So, Jesus called Zacchaeus, and if Jesus can call Zacchaeus, Jesus can call you. No matter who you are or what you've done. But Zacchaeus needed to respond to Jesus. Just knowing that he'd been called wasn't enough. He had to do something about it. He had to respond to that call. So I guess the big question now is, Jesus has called you, but have you responded? So, there we have Jesus, who called Zacchaeus, even though Zacchaeus had done nothing to justify it. And we have Zacchaeus, who responded. But there's still one last part to the story. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount." What an amazing transformation. Zacchaeus goes from being completely self-centered to being other people-centered. He goes from being wealth-centered to being God-centered. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." Jesus didn't mean that because Zacchaeus had given his money away, that was what had earned him salvation. He meant that giving his money away showed that he'd been saved. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Jesus came for people like Zacchaeus. People like you and me. And what we do can't earn our salvation. But if we have been saved, it will change us. Our attitudes, our priorities will be different. In fact, if you've never been changed by God, then most likely you've never really responded to him. You've never answered that call. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Literally, he welcomed Jesus with joy. It's just this great picture of what happens to someone when they are found by Jesus and they're forgiven. It's as if Jesus comes into the home of their lives and it just brings them joy. And that joy freed Zacchaeus from his obsession with money. Zacchaeus didn't just pay back those he'd taken money off. He goes way beyond that because money is no longer his God. And it's not that Zacchaeus is trying to impress Jesus or even trying to buy Jesus off. No, meeting with Jesus so turned his life around that his priorities were just completely different. Meeting Jesus had given Zacchaeus a joy that meant that he no longer needed to look anywhere else for what's best in life. So, that is the story of Zacchaeus. But actually, it can also be your story. Because, well, maybe you are quite like Zacchaeus. It might be that you've never thought about Jesus being interested in you before. He's just a rather remote figure. Maybe there's been a time in the past when you did know it, when you were following Jesus, and you knew that joy, but now other things have pushed it all in the background. And really that joy isn't there anymore. Maybe this morning, you know that really, you're sitting up a tree. You're looking at Jesus from a distance. And if that is you, then Jesus might well be saying to you, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. And if Jesus is saying that to you, then how will you respond? And if you do respond to him, will you let him change you, just like he changed Zacchaeus?